Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show. It is time for the highlight show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. Game two from the desert. Mets took game one last night looking for a series win against Arizona with Luis Severino on the mound against Eduardo Rodriguez. Rodriguez went six up and six down to start the night. Severino went four up and four down before he walked Lourdes Gurriel and then allowed a base hit to Adrian Del Castillo to put runners at first and second in the second inning. Severino came back with a strikeout of Eugenio Suarez for the second out in the second, but now runners at first and second with two outs for our old friend Luis Guillorme.
Runners go, 3-2 pitch is hit hard to the left side and through. A base hit by Lindor in the left. Gurriel rounds third, he scores. Del Castillo to second. And Luis Guillorme, in an Arizona Diamondbacks uniform, gives the Snakes a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the second inning. A base hit to left field against his former team. And that just sounds about right for Guillorme, who has seen the Mets at all of his stops in 2024.
Saw them in Atlanta, then saw them out in Anaheim, and now he's seen them here in the desert. Second RBI in a D-backs uniform for Guillorme. And a 1-0 Arizona lead. Severino held the D-backs to one with a strikeout of Geraldo Perdomo to end the second inning. On to the third with Arizona ahead 1-0. Eduardo Rodriguez kept rolling with another 1-2-3 inning. In the bottom half, Corbin Carroll lined a ball back up to the mound that clipped Severino on the right foot. Luis was able to recover and throw out Carroll, but he was in some serious pain at this point. And then there was an extensive evaluation back at the mound. Severino threw a couple of warm-up pitches, but he remained in the game. Jake McCarthy then singled to right, and with Jock Peterson up, McCarthy stole second base, and the throw from Francisco Alvarez went into center field, and McCarthy went all the way to third. Now, this is where things got interesting, because the Mets did challenge the play, because they felt that McCarthy's momentum had carried him back towards first, and when he went to third, he did not retouch the second base bag, so the Mets felt that he illegally went to third. They appealed the play at second. Malachi Moore said safe. Then they appealed the play, and after review, the call was no violation, so that was confirmed, and now there was a runner at third base, some insurance run for Arizona, and Jock Peterson up at the plate. Mets trail by a run. Pitch from Severino. Swung on and crushed way out to right field. Marte's just going to give this one a courtesy look because it is long gone. Halfway up the seats and right, just to the left of the Mets bullpen. Jock Peterson, a two-run home run, his 21st of the year. RBIs 59 and 60. And the D-backs have a 3-0 lead. That was a tall, majestic two-run home run for Jock Peterson after that lengthy review, and Arizona had a 3-0 lead. Josh Bell then singled back up the middle for the third consecutive Arizona hit. Two batters later, after a strikeout of Lourdes Gurriel, Adrian Del Castillo, a check swing single out to left, put runners at first and second. Severino stranded them, though, with another strikeout of Eugenio Suarez to end the rally. Rodriguez continued to roll on in the top of the fourth. He made it 12 straight set down with another 1-2-3 frame. In the bottom half, Severino tried to match him as he set down the first two Diamondbacks of the inning. But with two outs and nobody on, the order flipped for Corbin Carroll. 1-2, swung on and crushed to right center field. Bader's going back. He'll turn and just watch this one fly over the 25-foot wall in right center field. Corbin Carroll to the near identical spot of a night ago. It's a solo home run, his 16th, second home run of the night for the Diamondbacks, and a 4-0 lead. So the second straight night with a long ball for Corbin Carroll and a 4-0 Arizona lead. Severino held the D-backs there with a Jake McCarthy ground out, and we were on to the fifth. 12 in a row set down to start the night for Eduardo Rodriguez. Then he walked Brandon Nimmo to lead off the inning. Two batters later with Nimmo at second base and one away, J.D. Martinez came to the plate.
2-2, slammed in the air to deep right center field, out toward the pool, and off the top of the wall in right center. Nimmo rounds third, he scores standing up. J.D. Martinez takes his place at second. RBI double off the right center field fence. The Mets are on the board and are now trailing Arizona 4-1.
First hit, first run for the Mets. They were on the board. It was a 4-1 game in the fifth. Jose Iglesias next. He flied out to deep right for the second out of the inning, but now J.D. was at third for Francisco Alvarez.
0-2 on Alvarez. Rodriguez winds and fires. And the pitch hit hard off the middle and through into center field. A base hit. Martinez scores. Alvarez's single comes with two strikes and two outs. And the Mets have made it a two-run game. It is 4-2 Arizona in the fifth.
A two-out knock and a two-spot for the Mets against Eduardo Rodriguez in the inning, but they weren't done yet because Harrison Bader was next.
The 1-1. Bader sends a deep smash. Left field, in the air, gone to tie the game. 10 rows back in the seats. Harrison Bader showing love to the bullpen as he goes from first to second and has tore around the bases. Two-run slam. 4-4 game in the fifth. Bader gets the home plate. Shows love to the Mets fans behind home plate. Chest bumping Alvarez, chest bumping Lindor. A whole new game now. That was a no-doubter.
The comeback complete on tonight's Smash of the Game presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. A four spot for the Mets against Rodriguez in a 4-4 game. The rally stayed alive with a Francisco Lindor base hit to right to extend his on-base streak to 25 games. It came to an end, though, with a Mark Vientos strikeout. On to the bottom of the fifth inning, Severino set down the first two Diamondbacks of the inning, then allowed a two-out double to Lourdes Gurriel, and his night was done. Oscar Brazoban took over and got Adrian Del Castillo to ground out to end the inning. For Severino, 4 2/3, 8 hits, 4 runs, 1 walk, 9 strikeouts, 2 home runs allowed, and a no decision. Tie game onto the top of the 6th, Eduardo Rodriguez returned, and Starling Marte dropped down a bunt base hit to put the go-ahead run on. With Brandon Nimmo up, he then swiped second base, and Nimmo advanced him to third with a ground out, so a little bit of small ball from the Mets. Torrey Lovello decided it was time to go to his bullpen. He pulled Rodriguez and called on Kevin Ginkle, and with a go-ahead run 90 feet away, Pete Alonso up at the plate for the Mets.
Tie game, top of the 6th. Pete Alonso batting, runner at third for the Mets. First pitch. Swing and a smash in the air to left. Gurriel coming in, makes the catch. Marte tagging, sprinting home, the throw, the tag. He is safe! Oh, wow! Marte scores with a head-first dive, and the Mets have a 5-4 lead. The throw absolutely beat Marte to home plate, but Sean Barber called him safe. Arizona's definitely going to want to look at this. They do, and they will not challenge. Marte called safe correctly. What a send. And the Mets, who were down 4-0, are back up 5-4.
Yeah, it was an absolutely perfect swim move by Starling Marte at home plate to avoid the tag of Del Castillo. Sacrifice fly for Alonso, and the Mets had a 5-4 lead. J.D. Martinez then went down on strikes to end the inning. Brazoban returned for the Mets and retired the first two Diamondbacks before he walked the nine-hole hitter Geraldo Perdomo. With Corbin Carroll due up, Carlos Mendoza went to the lefty Danny Young, and Carroll flied out to end the inning. On to the seventh inning, Mets ahead by a run, 5-4. Kevin Ginkle tossed a scoreless inning to send the game to the bottom of the seventh inning. In the bottom half, Jake McCarthy led off against Young, and he was robbed of a base hit, potentially extra bases, by a sprawling Pete Alonso at first for the first out of the inning. Young then walked Jock Peterson with one out. Carlos Mendoza went to his pen again, this time for Reed Garrett, with a runner at first and Josh Bell up. Garrett picked off Peterson over at first base, who tried to time up Garrett's delivery and swipe second. And with the walk erased, Garrett then struck out Josh Bell to close the door in the seventh inning for a hold and held the Mets' lead at 1. He gets our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. In the eighth inning, Ryan Thompson allowed a two-out double to Starling Marte, but nothing else for a scoreless top of the inning. 5-4 Mets on to the bottom of the eighth. Phil Maton was next out of the pen, and he walked Lourdes Gurriel on 4 pitches to start the inning. That put the tying run on. Maton then struck out Del Castillo for the first out of the inning. Then Eugenio Suarez flied out to the warning track and right for the second out. Pavin Smith was called on as a pinch hitter. Carlos Mendoza countered with Edwin Diaz to try for the four-out save. Diaz walked Smith on four pitches. There were runners at first and second with two outs. And Geraldo Perdomo, the nine-hole hitter up for Arizona, he ran the count full, and Diaz lost him for a second consecutive walk. And just like that, the bases were loaded with two outs. Jeremy Hefner went to the mound to try and slow Diaz down before facing Corbin Carroll with the bases loaded.
This feels like the game right here, but it's the bottom of the eighth. Bases loaded, two outs, 5-4 Mets. 0-1. Swinging a high fly to right. Taylor going back to the track. He's at the wall. He leaps. It's out of here. A go-ahead grand slam home run for Corbin Carroll. 8-5 Diamondbacks in the bottom of the eighth. His second home run of the night. The second home run to torch Diaz in back-to-back outings. The Mets lead is evaporated now in the desert, and the Diamondbacks lead by three.
And that was the turning point of the game. Be listening tomorrow to 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM between 11:30 and noon, and be the 22nd caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you will win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game at Citi Field. The Mets turning point of the game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply with 13 locations on Long Island. They are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. Three walks in the inning burned the Mets, and Carroll made them pay with a go-ahead grand slam, his second home run of the night. The nightmare eighth inning came to an end with a Jake McCarthy ground out, but Arizona had an 8-5 lead. In the ninth, Justin Martinez came on to shut the door for Arizona, and he mowed through Pete Alonso, J.D. Martinez, and Jesse Winker in order for a scoreless inning to record the save and secure the Game 2 victory for Arizona.